U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of privacy advocates everywhere. Cell phone carriers stop location data sharing, and you can totally steal online accounts through audio files. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morrison. This is ThreatWire for June 26, 2018, your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Our Patreon is over at patreon.com/threatwire, and that is always the best way to support the show and will help us reach our next goal. So if you want access to exclusives, including the brand new Discord server, check out the Patreon link in the show notes below. And special thanks to our newest patrons, Michael, Mark, Gwendolyn, Les, Robert, John, Andre, Christoph, Kevin, and TextMate. And now, on to the news. On Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court voted 5-4 that police and other law enforcement must get a warrant to gather and use location data from phones as evidence in investigations. The five yeas included Roberts, Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan, while the dissenters were Kennedy, Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch. This is a huge deal and a complete 360 from a previous vote by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Back on November 29th last year, the Supreme Court heard arguments in the Carpenter versus United States case, detailing a robbery case from 2011 when police used Timothy Carpenter's phone provider to gather location data on him over 127 days. All of this was handed over without a warrant to the police to snoop through, and the Sixth Circuit ruled that phone location data is not protected under the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment does ban unreasonable searches and seizure, and the ACLU argued that location data is considered sensitive digital records, and as such, it should also be protected. The losing side argued that this data is held by the cell carriers, and as such, is not in possession of the citizen anyways, and is part of the third-party doctrine, which specifies that any data people voluntarily give to a third party should have no expectation of privacy. This finally puts a settlement on whether or not cell phone location data should be protected and warrants needed for criminal investigations in court. So it wasn't only a win for Carpenter, but also for every other American citizen. But of course, this precedent does also come with caveats. This does not protect security cameras, business records, or real-time location data from being searched without a warrant. Now, while this does affect law enforcement, it will probably not affect mobile phone providers and the way they handle data whenever they share it with third-party private companies. They'll still be able to do that, but do they want to? That's going to lead me into my next story. Just a few weeks ago, we reported on a company called Securus, who was working with law enforcement across America to share location data from citizen cell phones. This data was purchased through a data broker called LocationSmart, and the broker was revealed to be offering access to location data through an insecure website. U.S. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon opened an investigation into the companies in hopes to push them towards ceasing the data sharing. The investigation was announced by the FCC, and Wyden called on Ajit Pai, who apparently used to be a lawyer for Securus in 2012, really? Apparently he was, to recuse himself from the investigation. Luckily. Now, while location sharing is crucial for emergency situations or to prevent fraud, the problems arose when data brokers, like LocationSmart, for example, sell that data to third parties or do not apply proper security protections to protect that data. Wyden's investigation proved damning for big telecom companies, and as such, Verizon responded by ending their contracts with companies that sold location data of Americans, notably LocationSmart and Zoomigo. Verizon sent a letter to Wyden on June 15th, detailing their own investigation and resulting choice to terminate their agreements with the brokers. Shortly afterwards, after Wyden's office initiated that statement, AT&T stated that they would do the same, and Sprint followed suit. The T-Mobile CEO tweeted that they did not sell data to shady middlemen, but later another tweet was posted by @T-MobileHelp, stating that they had ended all transmission of customer data to Securus and are terminating their location aggregator agreements. Later, T-Mobile also sent Wyden's office a statement echoing the same. They'd also be canceling agreements with the aggregators. Now, this, again, is a big win for privacy advocates, but it does beg the question, why did this go on for so long, and why were aggregators allowed to sell private data? Hopefully, bringing light to a bad privacy situation creates more investigations like this one. Voted on by our Patreon supporters, this week's story was originally shared by patron Genial. On June 20th, Jake Archibald, a developer developer advocate for Google Chrome, posted a blog titled, "I Discovered a Browser Bug." In the blog post, he explains that he found a severe vulnerability that affects modern web browsers, allowing visited websites to siphon credentials from online accounts, including ones visited in the same browser. As an example, an attack could read Gmail content or Facebook messages if logged into those platforms on that same browser. This happens because modern browsers handle cross-origin requests for video and audio files in a way that promotes convenience for the user. Browsers generally do not allow any kind of cross-origin requests of data to any other domain unless allowed by that domain for security, but for audio and video files, those are automatically loaded without restrictions. This allows for audio and video files to be embedded, they can be played, etc., by the user without needing to leave the domain. Hence, convenience. This also allows a user to do things like play and pause, or for a website to serve up partial content of larger media files due to browsers' handling of range headers and partial content responses. Now, Archibald discovered that two modern browsers, those being Mozilla Firefox and Microsoft Edge, both allow digital media content to pull data from multiple sources together, causing a wide-open attack vector for malicious actors. He calls it wave-through and explains that it can be done in a pretty sophisticated way. A malicious website would embed some kind of digital media, so we'll take a song, for example, and a user would click on it to play it. The embed serves up partial content from its own server, but then it pings the browser to get the rest of the content from a different origin. The browser sees it's a media file asking for content, so it accepts the request and it relays the data from a secondary source. The secondary source could be sensitive data from another logged-in session on that same domain or another domain. When the browser sends that data back to the media file, and the browser doesn't know any better, it just serves it up as if it's more media, the malicious website with the song embedded captures that information. Archibald explains in his blog post that these kind of cross-origin requests were never standardized. Chrome and Safari users, again, are not affected. Firefox and Edge users are advised to update to the newest versions of the application, as both of those have been patched. Patrons, make sure to share your favorite stories in the community tab or on Discord, and every Friday I will pick three or more top stories for a voting poll that patrons can vote on to be included in next week's show. Patrons also get access to a downloadable audio version of the show, first looks at show topics, polls, discussions just for patrons, behind the scenes photos, and now that Discord server, and that server is just for patrons at $2 per month and up. Join now to get access to all of these and to help support the show. Our next milestone goal will get you access to a live video Q&A just for patrons at all levels, and it will get us closer to doing a second episode each and every week. And honestly, there's a lot of security news right now, so I would love to do another episode for you. A big thanks to our Hush Puppy perk level patrons for sending in their fur baby photos. I love them, keep them coming. And hit that subscribe button or share the episode on your favorite social media page as well if you're already subscribed. And with that, I am Shannon Morris, and I will see you on the internet.